Autonomous vehicles that drive themselves, seemingly with a mind of their own, may come to farm fields long before they are common on roadways. John Deere has announced its plans to develop autonomous tractors that can take on many of the duties of growing crops, no farmer needed. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports the idea is being met with equal parts excitement, skepticism, and fear.
Earlier this year at the Consumer Electronics Show, farm equipment manufacturer John Deere unveiled plans to have fully autonomous tractors and other farm implements on the market and in the fields by 2030. The company's presentation included a video featuring Minnesota farmer Doug Nims praising the prototype he used on his 2,000-acre corn and soybean farm.
I think the tractor can do a better job than I can do. Autonomy. It's going to be a life changer for me.
Deere contends a tough labor market for ag workers, wanting to free up farmers' time to do more important things, and better farming are the goals of their efforts.
I'd say we've been chipping away at autonomy for the last 20-plus years, really.
Ryan Jardin is in charge of marketing large tractors at Deere. He says the equipment his company is developing can not only run day and night without an operator on board, but can also plant, plow, and apply fertilizer more accurately and efficiently.
Is it automates not only the driving function, but basically every decision point that operator would have made. So, and that can include things like adjusting the tillage tool depth or steering around an obstacle, things like that.
While Deere made a big splash at CES, there aren't a lot of details on an exact time frame on when the machines will be available. And Jardin says that's on purpose. He says this slow rollout is designed to give farmers a chance to process the idea. And the reaction is mixed.
I couldn't do it, but then again, I'm past 60. I can't see it.
Dave Busby has a small livestock and vegetable farm in central Missouri. He's having lunch in a local restaurant after spending all morning on his low-tech tractor. He says he doesn't like the idea of sending out a machine to do the work for him.
There's nothing more appealing to me than to go out almost in the spring. If you plow your ground, that smell that comes up, that first spring plow, or to get out there and have your hands on what you're doing out there. To me, that will always be what real farming is.
Younger farmers may be more amenable to the idea. Chris Otten farms 1,400 acres of corn and soybeans in southern Illinois. An easier, high-tech way of farming may be more attractive to the younger generation, like his 8-year-old son. But he also says technology can't farm by itself.
And to trust the fact that it's going to work correctly all the time, and be able to sit behind a computer screen, I think that would ruin agriculture, and I think we would see a huge issue in our food supply if we went completely that way. You can do that to a certain degree, but again, there's going to have to be a balance point of where does that stop.
Otten says as long as autonomous tractors are being set up and run by a farmer who's invested in the land and not by a corporation's technician miles or even states away, it could be a good thing. Others say autonomous tractors could be good for the environment by increasing efficiency. Rob Myers is the director of regenerative agriculture at the University of Missouri. He says that could mean reduced use of fuel, fertilizers, and pesticides.
They will have an impact in terms of gathering more data that may lead to a higher use of precision application, different seeding rates, different fertilizers, maybe even planting different varieties in places.
Even with autonomous tractors, Myers says farms need farmers.
Farmers have plenty to do, not just driving tractors. So I think they will keep busy with other things if the tractors are autonomous, but we'll see.
While Deere and some other manufacturers are moving quickly toward automation, there are barriers that will shut out many farmers, namely the price tag. While Deere is not releasing information on how much these tractors will cost, industry insiders routinely throw around figures of well over $500,000. I'm Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.